welcome to our first audio podcast for the course. I'm Colin Gray, and along with Leslie Greenaway, we'll be presenting these audio podcasts. Today, you'll hear from people who work in a care home talking about their experiences and what they understand spiritual care to mean. Let's get started. First off, the very word spiritual is difficult and uncomfortable for some. We often think spirituality is about religious beliefs and that we're unqualified to get involved. But actually, when we realise that it's not about us trying to be especially spiritual, whatever that means, it's about learning to care for the human spirit. Now, human spirit is to do with a person's need for meaning, for peace or hope, which can be expressed in many ways. It's about what makes a person who they are. Or, in other words, what makes them tick. The member of staff who asks a resident, "How are you today?" and means it, is already involved in spiritual care. In so many ways, spiritual care is already happening in the day-to-day encounters between staff and residents, and residents and residents. It's little things like sharing a cup of tea, listening to the family news, laughing together, going for a walk. These are all examples of spiritual care. It's good practice, and it's good for both residents and staff. Now let's listen to Maureen O'Neill. She works for Faith in Older People, an organisation that's committed to supporting the spiritual care for older people.
Hello, I'm Maureen O'Neill. I'm Director of Faith in Older People. We're a small charity, and our concern is to look at the spiritual dimension as we grow older. And for us, it's an integral part of how we carry on, what gives us a motivation to get up in the morning, how we've gathered our strengths during our life, our experience. And it can be of faith, but it can also be a number of other things. Creativity, it could be about music, but in particularly it's about relationship with other people. We exist because we relate to our family, our friends, and those who care for us. And so for them to understand our story and what really matters to us is really important. And so being listened to and feeling that people want to listen to us is critical to good spiritual care. You can't give someone spiritual care, you can enable it to happen. And I think that's an important factor that we need to take on board. But I think small examples, and they're small examples of kindness that we need to reflect on and put into practice. And one thing that comes to mind was a patient at the end of life, and the nurse was with him and speaking to him, and he had his little treasures, and he was very anxious that those treasures should be buried with him. And it was important that he felt he could talk to the staff member about that, and important that she heard what he needed, and also important that his sister knew what he wanted. So it's the listening, and it's the small things very often that make a huge difference. So that's what contributes to our spiritual makeup.
Listening to Maureen reinforces the idea that our spirituality is all about the things that make us who we are and give us a sense of meaning and purpose in our lives. For some, this is about their faith, and for others, it's about creativity, such as music and art. For all of us, it's about the little day-to-day things that make us smile. And Maureen also talked about the importance of relationships with family and friends, and in the care home. Staff also have an important role in building relationships with residents. She tells us that a key to building these relationships lies in the quality of our listening and small acts of kindness. We'll be returning to this idea of relationship building and listening later in the week. In this next recording, a group of care home staff are having a conversation about what spiritual care means day to day for staff and residents.
So how about you tell me now about some examples of residents in the care home and the sorts of things that make them smile.
All our residents are so different, aren't they? When we start thinking about them, and different things make them smile. There's no set answer. Even thinking about people that are incredibly close to each other. Think about the two brothers that we've just had come in, one of the brothers made a big promise to his mother that he would always look after the other brother. But now he's finding he's got more time on his hands. And so in many ways, his spirituality has changed from looking after his brother to finding out he can do things that make him tick, like the football.
And even walking along the corridor, I think the interaction with staff as well, because yesterday I was walking along and we met about four or five times and I said, we need to stop meeting like this. And I gave him a big smile on his face because he said, no, we do, because otherwise people will start talking.
But I do think it's been a big transition for the one brother due to the fact that he's had this responsibility of his brother, and that promise to his mum has been such a priority to him. And I do think there's been a bit of guilt, and it's taken time to adjust into that, that he can then kind of take reins on his own life and kind of enjoy his life again, I suppose.
And I also can think of one particular lady who moved in originally as respite, and the family was feeling quite guilty. She wasn't really ready to move into a care home, and now they've found this table of friends. And sometimes, I mean, their faces, like, bright red and...
Tears rolling down their cheeks.
And they've really... I can't imagine them not being here and being together, because their spirituality has lifted so much that it's changed their lives, actually. Because if they would have been living at home, they wouldn't be having that social
input.
And
they've built friendships. It is proper friendships. Yeah, they maybe came together through different circumstances, not necessarily wanting to come into a
community. Definitely not wanting to come in.
But that is definitely a positive outcome of why
some people
do come in. They've been isolated for so long and now they've made friendships again.
And definitely their banter's not religious in any way whatsoever. The other way. It's their spirituality. They can't have that laugh and, talk
and
about a few other people.
And I can think of somebody else who we've recently assessed, who was living in with his wife and his son, who's got learning difficulties, and his wife couldn't cope any longer. And when we assessed him, he was in his bed, remained in his bed more or less 24/7. In a room where you could just see the trees and,
no quality of life
whatsoever. He's moved in to the care home, family a little bit reluctant and worried, and the gentleman is up and dressed every morning, having breakfast,
socialising,
chatting away to other people, and his spirituality has definitely lifted.
Definitely.
And it's changed his life.
Did you notice how the staff referred to what makes people tick and that moment for that person? They were emphasising that these moments aren't planned, but they are part of what we do and often happen during normal day-to-day activities like getting dressed. They're the things that raise a person's spirits, and this fits with what Maureen said earlier about the things that make us who we are and give us a sense of meaning and purpose in our lives. They also start to talk about religion and faith and how this is one aspect of spiritual care, but that not all staff and not all residents follow a religion. But they did say that spiritual care is about love, respect and dignity, and that this is for everyone. We'll be returning to the religious and the faith dimension of spirituality later in the week. Now it's your turn. Start with today's task, which asks you to notice the moments or the actions that help to raise residents' spirits. Look out for the little things that make people smile. There's lots of examples in this audio to help you know what to look out for, such as listening to residents, the conversations we have during day-to-day activities like getting dressed or enjoying creative activities like music and art. Good luck with it, and I hope you enjoy it.